Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, February 5th.
Low level. All right. If you could land over here, there's some dust, Al. 110 feet. 3 feet per second down.
The moon has a bright companion at dawn tomorrow, Antares, the brightest star of Scorpius, which is close to the lower right of the moon. 50 years ago today, another Antares got even closer to the moon, the lunar module for Apollo 14. It landed in a region known as Fra Mauro. It was the intended landing site for Apollo 13, which had to abort. Landing Antares wasn't easy either. A bad switch was trying to tell its computer to abort, and its radar didn't work until the last minute. Yet Alan Shepard and Ed Mitchell made a pinpoint landing.
20 feet. 10. 3 feet per second. Contact now.
Two. Stop. Three. Oh. Auto. Auto.
We're on the surface.
Roger, Antares.
That was a beautiful one.
Yeah, we're slightly off. We landed the slope, but other than that, we're in great shape.
Yep.
Right on the landing site.
In fact, Antares landed less than 100 feet from its target spot. That allowed Shepard and Mitchell to try to reach the rim of a nearby crater. The effort was even tougher than landing, though. They had to stop less than 100 feet short of the rim. During two moonwalks, though, they gathered almost 100 pounds of rocks and dirt. And the astronauts set up instruments that worked for years. The legacy of Antares. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.